Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Albie Pearson. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Barber. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Steve Barber. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Tuttle moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer takes first base on ball four. Tuttle moves to third. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to home to get Tuttle. Lump moves to third. Bauer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lump scores. Bauer scores. Seaburn moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Breeding moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Breeding tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearson. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Pearson steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearson scores. It's Athletics, 2, Orioles, 2. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall bunts towards the mound. Barber fields it and throws to first for the out. Hamlin moves to second. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Breeding scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Breeding bunts in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Orioles 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauer moves to third. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bauer tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Hansen reaches second base with a double. Woodling moves to third. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Woodling tags and scores. Hansen tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Orioles, 3. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hamlin hits a fly ball into right field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-0 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barber bunts towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Breeding. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Breeding steals second. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Seaburn moves to third. Williams moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog strikes out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Daly and he is out, Hamlin applying the tag. Two outs. Steve Barber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Barber hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-3 in the game. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Herzog moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Breeding is called out on strikes. 1 out. Albie Pearson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gentile is walked intentionally. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hansen hits a line drive into left field. Here's the throw into the infield and Hall commits an error. Gentile is thrown out. Woodling scores. Hansen moves to second. It's 4-3, Orioles. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Albie Pearson now playing left field. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Harry Chiti pinch hits for Dick Hall. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Chiti moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Lump bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Chiti moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. 1 out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bauer is walked intentionally. Hal Brown now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Pearson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chiti tags and scores. Tuttle tags and moves to third. Bauer tags and moves to second. 2 outs. It's Athletics, 4, Orioles, 4. Marv Throneberry pinch hits for Dick Williams. Marv Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Marv Throneberry now playing first base. Marty Codina now pitching. Bob Johnson now playing third base. Norm Seaburn now playing left field. Whit Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt scores. It's 5-4, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-3 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Throneberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown bunts towards the mound. Cutino fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Breeding hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Brown drops the ball. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Danny Kravitz pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Danny Kravitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kravitz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Kravitz reaches second base with a double. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Marty Cutina. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.